Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And our co-worker Apple is extremely popular with the young men.
Yeah, and will be even more popular.
After today's lesson, which is based on a real-life incident.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Wei?
Wei, Apple 在吗?
听不见,喂?
喂,请问 Apple 在吗?
我听不见。
喂，喂，是 Apple 吗？
对不起，听不见。
喂 ，Apple，Apple，Apple， 哎，算了。
Okay, we're back, and we're not going to go through this line by line because, as you probably noticed, there's a lot of repetition here.
Yeah.
But we have got a list of words and phrases to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
The first of these is.
喂。
喂
喂
which is just hello. This is really only for the phone. You wouldn't say it to somebody that you're seeing on the street.
Yeah.
Wei.
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 The next is
Apple 在吗?
Apple 在吗?
So, this is Apple there?
Apple 在吗?
Next.
听不见。
听不见。
I can't hear you.
请问 Apple 在吗?
请问
Excuse me.
Yeah. 请问 Apple 在吗?
Right. So this is like excuse me in English. It's a polite prefix to a question.
Yeah.
So you can add this on to pretty much any question.
Mm-hmm. 请问 Apple 在吗?
Excuse me. Is Apple there?
And next one is 是 Apple 吗?
喂是 Apple 吗?
Is this Apple?
Yeah. 是 Apple 吗?
Is this Apple?
And the last line.
哎,算了。
哎,算了。
Ah, forget it.
哎,算了。
Right, 算了 is forget it, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to this again, and we'll come back with a couple of grammar points later on.
Yeah.
喂?
喂,Apple 在吗?
听不见,喂?
喂,请问 Apple 在吗?
我听不见。
喂?喂,是 Apple 吗?
对不起,听不见。
喂? Apple? 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 哎,算了。
Alright, we're back, and going over the lesson, here's what we've taught you. One, what to expect if you get a bad phone connection.And this used to happen a lot, not really anymore.
Yeah.
You just have to keep shouting, wei, 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 into the phone.
Wei?
Wei?
The next is how to ask for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Apple 在吗?
Apple 在吗?
Right. So if you're asking for George, you can say,
George 在吗?
Or whatever. Mix and match is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Person 在吗?
Yeah. Or you can add 请问 in front of it.
Yeah, that makes it a bit more polite.
Mm-hmm. 请问 Apple 在吗?
喂,请问 Apple 在吗?
The next phrase is
听不见,
听不见,喂?
Which is, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Or really, it's can't hear. If you want to say, I can't hear you, it would be
我听不见。
There are a lot of phrases that sound kind of like this one.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I can't understand.
我听不懂。我听不懂。
Right, 听 means to listen.
Yeah.
And then, in this case, 不见 is can't hear. 不懂 is...
Can't understand.
Can't understand. Next.
是 Apple 吗?
喂,是 Apple 吗?
是 Apple 吗?
Is this Apple?
Yeah.
Now, 妈 we saw earlier.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing that you put at the end of a sentence to make it a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
Then he starts this by saying
是
是 is different from to be in English.
Mm-hmm.
So you can think of it really more as an equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying is this Apple?
Yeah. Or like 是你吗?
Right. If you want to say it's not Apple
不是 Apple.
If you want to say it's not you
不是你.
So that's 不 meaning not.
Mm-hmm.
是 being an equal sign.And then either you or Apple.
Yeah.
That line once again is this Apple?
是 Apple 吗?
equal sign, apple, and then ma.
Ma, yeah. Okay, and the last one, 算了。
Forget it.
Yeah, 算。
Yeah, so forget it. Never mind. And he's not super clear on his pronunciation for this one, so you've got to listen
a bit closer. It's super natural.
It's extremely natural.
Yeah.
Especially in these parts. Anyway, let's go back and listen to this dialogue one more time.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with some final thoughts.
Yeah.
Wei,
Apple 在吗？
听不见。喂。
喂，请问 Apple 在吗？
我听不见。
喂，喂，是 Apple 吗？
对不起，听不见。
喂 ，Apple。
哎呀，算了。All right, so closing thoughts. What have we learned today? We have learned how to ask for somebody, two ways to do it, in fact, over the phone.
Apple 在吗？
And?
是 Apple 吗？
The next thing we've learned is how to say, I can't hear you.
我听不见。
And I can't understand you.
我听不懂。
And finally, when you get tired of all of this, how to say, forget it.
算了。
That's it from us for today. If you have any questions, write and let us know.
If you 听不懂, just write to me.
The email address is?
echo@popupchinese.com.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Have fun.